Okay, picture the scenario. You've been with your partner for what seems like forever and the thoughts of a permanent future with them are entering your head. However, you don't live together, which now feels like the next natural step. And it seems like a no-brainer to get your own place with them. But before you jump in, how can you be sure, or as sure as you can be, that you're both ready to make this serious step? Joining me now to talk us through what you might want to consider is sex and relationship expert Dr. Caroline West. Caroline, good morning. You're very welcome along to the show.
Good morning, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. You're joining me from a very wet and wonderful Cork.
Yeah. Always.
It's fine. I'm literally from Galway, as I think I say all day, every day, so it never stops raining down there.
Yeah.
Caroline, okay, let's get into this, right? Broadly speaking, how big is the step in moving in together for a couple? Like, do you think it happens without talking often?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a huge step that will absolutely change your relationship. Because if you're going from like fun, casual dates where you're all dressed up and you're all glam to slobbing around in your pajamas, seeing each other 24/7, you know, that's absolutely going to change. And what you'll talk about will change as well, because then you have to have all those like boring grown-up conversations about what bin provider are you going with,
yeah,
and, you know, who takes the bins out and what day is it, and, you know, and if some of you have different levels of cleanliness, that's going to be a discussion. Like, if one of you starts twitching if there's one cup left down and the other wants to leave the dishes for a week, that's going to cause some issues. So you have to look at what kind of people you really are. Not who we'd like to be, but who we actually are.
They're really serious conversations to have, though, as well, because I know for myself and Brian, he would be quite happy to just leave the sink full of dishes, but I would be crawling. Like, I'd be, you know, I'd be sitting on the couch, it's all I'd be thinking about. So now he is compromised, because that he does in a lot of our relationship, and he's like, it actually just, you know, shuts her up and relaxes her a little bit more, so we'll just load the dishwasher before we go to bed. But you have to have those really horrible conversations. Yeah. Talk to me about this, Caroline. What do you think of the signs in a relationship that say, you know, it is time to consider moving in with one another?
Yeah, so I think it all kind of comes back to that emotional intelligence, which I'm so glad to see that we are really prioritising in relationships and saying, it doesn't matter how hot you are, you know, you got to learn how to interact with each other. So, you know, if you think back to any patterns in the relationship, if anyone's messed up, because you will mess up, you're human, how do they apologize after that? How do they treat you? How do they speak about you in front of your friends? Like you said, how do you compromise? And even if you haven't moved in yet and you're going, well, how do we learn how to compromise? Even if you're on like a road trip and stuff, can you compromise over what's on the radio? You know, and how do you deal with those? So they all kind of give you little clues, but also having to think about what the future of that relationship looks like. Because if you're kind of thinking, I want, you know, marriage and 2.5 kids, and the other person is on a totally different wavelength, it might make it hard, you know, to see that going forward, but then you're stuck financially with them. So you really need to have those chats first about where it's going.
Speaking of being stuck financially, we did have financial advisor Owen McGee on the show yesterday, and, you know, we are trying to get a little bit better about talking about money and finances, but it is still a bit of a dirty word in Ireland. What would your thoughts be on having conversations around the financing of moving in together and then beyond? Because it never ends.
No, there's always something to be paying for again. I think what's really heartening me, I think, is 18 to 24 year olds are like really good about talking about finances. You know, they're kind of a bit more open about it. They don't have that guilt that we've like kind of grown up with ourselves and stuff. But I think that money really is important. Like, how are you going to pay the bills? Does one person Revolut you? Do you set up a joint account? Mm-hmm. You know, do you pool your wages? And what does that look like for savings, or if one person earns more than the other? So they are awkward, but if someone refuses to talk about it and just wants to stick their head in the sand, that might be a little bit of a red flag to kind of pay attention to.
Yeah, and they're bigger conversations. I know you're like, you'd be obviously talking about like the rent, the electricity, the bins, you know, the food shop. But there's the, you know, you're making your house a home. So like, if somebody is spending money on like duvet covers and like throw pillows and all that, it's kind of like, are we in this together? Like, do we have a kitty every month that we do this little bits from?
Absolutely. And like, even that actually on decor and stuff, you know, like some of you might be minimalist. Like, my husband would like live in a bare room, whereas I'm like, I have 53 disco balls in my office, like very maximalist. Like, but I've learned to keep my craziness to my room.
Yeah.
And he can keep it to his. But I think that's, you know, you have to have those conversations, because if I charged my husband for 53 disco balls, you might have an issue with that. So you do have to have these chats, and it can kind of be a hint as well about how they feel about gender roles. They might think, well, the man pays for things, and, you know, the woman stays at home and minds the kids. And like, they might have those gender roles that you know, and those ideas that like line up perfectly with yours, but otherwise they might not. So it is a great way to see how they think about things in a general sense.
Yeah, and it's all about what you're comfortable with as well. Are there any signs that it might be worth holding off for a little while, that you're not quite at that point just yet?
Yeah, so I think it depends on what you talk about. Obviously, you can feel comfortable with each other and it's great to see each other on dates and those kind of more casual kind of experiences. But you need to have those longer term chats about the future of, well, how do you feel about, you know, moving in for a long term thing? What does that look like? Is this just something to get you through college? Are you just doing it because it happened to come up? Or do you really want to live with this person? Or is it just financial crisis? You know, we're in a housing crisis. So, you know, it's really, do you feel yourself around them? Do you feel really, really comfortable? Or do you feel like you walk on eggshells a little bit? So really important questions, because unfortunately, it's not just a fun thing about moving in. If you move in together and you sign that legal agreement, you might be stuck. Yeah. And, you know, we're in the 16 days of action about gender-based violence against women. And, you know, it's always really good to try and have an escape plan of like backup money if you need to get out of a situation quick and you need to get a deposit together really quickly. You know, it can be helpful. Not that we should have to go through life, but you have to be a little bit proactive
and smart, just in case. You don't ever want to have yourself stuck in a position like that. Let's say you have made the move, right? What tips would you give a couple who need to adapt to living with each other? I know that we've spoken about money and cleanliness and all that kind of stuff. Is there any other little bits?
I think getting used to each other's space, and I need to take my own advice on this because I lived on my own for years and absolutely loved it. And then my partner moved in and I was like, oh my God, you're just here.
All the time.
Yeah, you're just there and there's your stuff and like, oh, and I have to move my stuff. And so it took, like, I'd say it took us about a year to kind of settle in a bit, but that's because I'm stubborn as well. So that might not be for everybody. But like learning to adapt to each other and, you know, like, he wants dinner at 5, I want dinner at 8. So how do you compromise and how do you actually, you know, deal with those everyday things? So it's, do you work as a team? Yeah. Do you compromise together? Do you have a bit of grace for going, this is probably an adjustment for them. I'm probably annoying them as much as they're annoying me. So being able to talk about that is really important, to say, I'm sick of you. Okay to say for a bit, but maybe in nicer terms.
No, I know, but I totally get it. Because like, for an example, I worked weekends for years. So I would, my work week was Wednesday to Sunday. Brian's was Monday to Friday, so I always had Monday and Tuesday without him around, where I could like enjoy my space, and I called it my plug in the wall time. And going Monday to Friday, both of us, was an adjustment period, because I was always around, he was always around, and then like, I love him to bits, but I like my alone time as well. So, but it was verbalising that and going, I actually, for me to be able to give you absolutely everything, I need to be left alone for maybe 3 or 4 hours. And then once we got into the swing of that, it was fine. But again, it took me kind of butting heads to go, oh no, wait, actually, I just need to say this. Some people might be in this new arrangement, right? And they might feel, Caroline, that it's not working out. What advice would you give them in this situation?
Yeah, so I'd just say, you know, it is hard. We have to give people that grace as well. But like, talk to each other. You know, you might think, like you said with your partner there, you might be like, God, they're always here and they're always doing this and stuff, you know. And it's like, you can't read their minds. You know, they might be really stressed out about things and, you know, everything in life might be difficult. You know, you have to talk to them and say, is it us or is it something else? Or how can we work together on this? So not making assumptions about, God, she's not talking to me, she must be mad at me because she's there. But it's actually, no, you need your alone time. So just being as honest as you can with each other, I think, is just the key. It's really just that compassion and going, this is an adjustment period and we need a little bit of that, and that's okay.
And then finally, Caroline, what do you think of the term a trial period? Like, let's be honest, it doesn't exactly scream romance, but is it worth considering?
I think so, if it's possible, because I think you really get to know someone once you live with them, and their level of filthiness and your level of filthiness, and you know, and you can see if you're compatible in that sense. But if you can, definitely, you know, I think a holiday is almost like a trial period because you're together so much. But then, you know, and then you'll have conversations about splitting the bill and everything else. But I think, rather than leave ourselves without that kind of safety net or having to commit to like a 12-month lease or whatever happens to be, you know, it is really worth your time to have those questions before you take any of those big steps. So trial period, yeah, like some of the things we do to make relationships work aren't that sexy, like sitting down and apologising when you still are a little bit mad at them. Like that helps relationships. And, you know, scheduling sex, sometimes not sexy, but actually sexy in real life.
Yeah.
So, you know, like give yourselves grace and think we're human, we're flawed, you know, we're trying to get through this together.
There are all these things that will make your relationship work in the long term as well. And I think at the bones of everything that we've spoken about now, it's all about communication.
Absolutely.
And it's just being actively communicating about everything from your finances to who gets to use the toilet and at what point they're doing it before you have to go into the shower, all these kind of things. You know, they are unsexy, but they do work out. There's loads of things to think about there, Caroline. Thank you so much for coming on with us today.
Thank you for having me.
No, it's no problem at all. That was sex and relationship expert Dr. Caroline West. Now, we did discuss domestic violence during that chat. So if you are affected by any of the issues raised, there is helplines available for everyone and information on support services. You can go to rte.ie/helplines. Caroline, we'll chat to you again soon. Thanks a million.
Thank you.
We'll be right back after these. 2FM.